the arrival of the United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Chief John Holmes Sunday in Burma marks further international efforts to pressure the military government to open the country to increased international assistance. The death toll from Cyclone Nargis that hit the country more than 2 weeks ago has soared in recent days. Holmes has been sent to Burma by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to push the military to ease restrictions on foreign assistance personnel. Several naval vessels, including those from the United States and Britain, are in the Andaman Sea with emergency assistance on board. Restricting foreign assistance has led to strident calls by Western governments to pressure the military to allow more foreign aid into the worst affected areas in the Irrawaddy Delta region. Amanda Pitt, a spokeswoman for the United Nations relief efforts, told reporters earlier, Holmes' talks with aid organisations and Burma's military government are aimed at spurring aid to the hardest hit regions of Burma, also known as Myanmar.
Clearly what he's hoping to achieve is to try and work with as many partners as possible to consult with everybody on the ground and of course to cooperate with the government of Myanmar to try and just get the response that we need upscaled to meet the needs of the people on the ground.
International assistance and human rights groups are warning delays are increasing health and welfare threats to populations still struggling to recover from the storm amid ongoing seasonal monsoon rains. The UK-based Save the Children Fund warned Sunday thousands of young children in cyclone-hit areas face starvation within weeks unless emergency food supplies reach the areas soon. The United Nations has estimated that up to 1 million children are in need of urgent assistance.
We've all seen that from the assessments that have been done, from the reports that are coming out, that millions of people, up to 2.5 million possibly, are in need of aid. But I think it's clear to everybody who's working on the ground that there's enormous need, and that need is not being met yet.
Southeast Asian foreign ministers are due to meet Monday in Singapore to discuss ways to assist Burma in its relief and recovery efforts. The bloc, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, of which Burma is a member, is facing criticism over its delays in acting to support relief efforts. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.